Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
But about that day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away, so too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, one will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day the Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have left his house to be broken into. Therefore, you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Between the coming of God and Jesus and the second coming of Christ. And I wonder if Advent is not a great time for us in this in-between time to get ready and practice as though it was happening. Just like in a fire drill. You're practicing for when the fire comes, hopefully it never comes, but for the kingdom of God, we're practicing for when the kingdom of God comes, and we hope it comes soon. When we were meeting with the worship team a couple months ago to think about the themes for Advent, we had this idea of simplicity. We want to be able to come into this space and not be oppressed by the noise of commercial Christmas. Does anyone ever feel oppressed by the noise of commercial Christmas? It starts after Canadian...
after Halloween.
September 1st, okay.
Yeah,
it comes, it hits us. And it distracts us. And it disguises the foundational, elementary, and simple message that Advent and Christmas offers. Deck the halls with bells of holly, fa la 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 la. We sing that with our red Starbucks coffee as we pass by that person on the street. Right? Commercial Christmas kind of disguises, hides, obscures. And so, as we imagine the simplicity, getting to the basics, I'm wondering how we might be able to practice simplicity in preparation for God's kingdom on earth. And the words of the readings today led me to wonder about this in terms of time. Time. A number of times the word time appears. I think even in our Hebrew scripture, that in days to come, the mountain of the house of the Lord's house will be established. In days to come, in the letter to Romans, you know what time it is. Now is the moment for you to wake up from sleep. Salvation is near. Night is gone. The day is near. And then in the gospel, about that day and hour, no one knows. There's something about time that maybe we can reflect on and wonder about the simplicity of time. And I want to do that by thinking of two words. Two time words. Maybe you've heard these words before. One is chronos. Can you say the word chronos? It's a Greek word. And we get English words from that Greek word. Can anyone throw out one we might get from chronos? Chronos. Right. Exactly. What is a chronological timepiece? An example of one? A watch, a calendar, right? We have ways of measuring time, splitting time up so that we have the time before, the time now, and the time yet to come. I have an alarm clock. I don't have a watch, but I have on my phone an alarm clock that will wake me up in the morning, so that I can press the button so that it will wake me up again. I have a calendar that tells me where I need to be at any given time. And with that calendar and those deadlines, I have anxiety, right? Because I don't want to be late, I want to leave on time, I want to get there on time, I want to ensure that I don't waste my time, I want to make sure that time is something that I can manage well. Chronological time. I wonder if we as human beings are often oppressed by chronos. I mean, I felt the oppression of chronos just moments ago as I was trying to work out the sound, right? The show's on, it's starting, it says five minutes past start time. Get going here. Kids, you gotta get in the car, you gotta go! Hurry up! Isn't that interesting? We usually say hurry up more than we say slow down. Chronos seems to have us in some sort of oppressive bondage. We are slaves to time. Here's the second word. Again, it comes from the Greek, and New Testament authors use it again and again. It's kairos. Can you say that word?
Kairos.
Kairos is another way of thinking about time in this way. Have you ever had that experience in life where it just seemed the right time to do something? It had nothing to do with your calendar, it had nothing to do with your watch, or your alarm, or the expectations that cross and put on you, but you just go, ah, now is the right time. That's what kairos is. Kairos is when the stars align. Right? Kairos is when all that effort and work that you put actually comes in and presents itself as a gift. The right time. There's a wrong time. Have you ever experienced that? And there's also a right time. In an argument with my spouse, there is a wrong time to seek reconciliation, and there's a right time. Kairos is God's time. It's the time in which God acts. Kairos is not encumbered by the division of seconds and minutes and hours and days and years. Kairos floats above that oppressive division. Kairos is Advent time, waiting time, expected time. Yes, we know December 25th is coming, and so we know we'll celebrate the birthday of Jesus, but we don't know when the second coming of Christ is coming. That's Kairos time. That will come when it comes, at the right time. And the Advent discipline, when it comes to simplifying our life in time, is to place our cross time into kairos time. To open up the umbrella of kairos and to live chronos underneath that umbrella. Or, if you like another metaphor, to hop on the boat of kairos and be a passenger on kairos time as we deal with it. Here's some examples. Prayer. Prayer. Have you ever asked God for something and nothing happens? Have you ever asked God for healing and the healing doesn't come? Sometimes I think we pray with a chronos hope. I'm going to pray. Tomorrow will be answered. The next day I'll be fine. But we have that expectation we place on God to live within my chronos time. Because I need the answer to this prayer. And God knows He answers to these prayers. Yet God lives in kairos. God answers prayers in a different way than chronological order. Sometimes even God answers prayers we have yet to pray. That's how God works. So how do we put our prayer, our chronos prayer, into the great embrace of kairos time? Well, this Advent when you pray, I wonder if we can pray this. Let us pray. God, in your time, let it be done. There's another way we say it every Sunday. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. I wonder if this Advent would turn our chronos prayers, God give me, God help me, God do this, into an openness to the mystery and presence. reconciliation. One of the most important jobs that the church has in our day and age is reconciliation, particularly with people of indigenous backgrounds, with people of color. The church has a lot of work for reconciliation to do. And sometimes I feel it's so important that I just have to do A, and then I have to do B, and then reconciliation will come. And then I get frustrated because I did A, and I did B, and everyone's still mad at me. Because I'm doing reconciliation in Kronos time. How do we seek reconciliation in Kairos time? Will we lift it to God? Your will be done. So think. Think about where in your life you need reconciliation. Where you're holding tightly on what you want and what you expect from your seeking reconciliation, and do this practice, this act. It's just simple, and it's this. Let it go. Let's practice that. Hold on to that thing really tightly. Make your hand hurt. God, I've done so much to seek reconciliation. It's not working. My hand is hurting. I'm holding on to this so much, and I will let it go. A third. Our spiritual growth. God is calling us all to grow spiritually, to have lives that bear fruit, spiritual fruit, like love, joy, peace, and patience. And there are a lot of ways we can go about doing this. We can prayer practices. We can go to spiritual direction or listening prayer. We can come up with prayers of healing. We can walk a labyrinth. We can do all these things in order to develop our spiritual lives. And so we do them. We work really hard. We sit in silence for 20 minutes. It seems like hell. But we do it, we do it, we do it, we do it. And we get so frustrated when we still get angry. We get so frustrated when we still fly off the handle of the littlest thing. We get so frustrated when it seems like my heart isn't growing 10 times the size like the Grinch's grew. What's wrong with me? I'm trying to develop my spiritual life, and what is wrong with me? Okay. That's a real place. And it's okay to be in that place. But I wonder if we can rather see ourselves with Kairos eyes than Kronos eyes. Your spiritual growth is in the hands of a loving God. God is a gardener tending to you and taking care of you, nourishing you, watering you, pruning you. Your spiritual growth is not dependent upon your participation in systems and programs and A plus B equals C and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Your spiritual growth, your spiritual development, your nourishment is dependent upon the grace of God. So with this Advent, as you are given new ways of praying, as you're invited to new ways of being, as you open those chronological Advent calendars, which really work this year, it's working and going to the grocery store after church and getting an Advent calendar that has chocolates inside it, because Advent 1 actually is December 1. That's just a little advertisement paid for by the local grocery store. As we live in this chronological time, as you are seeking your own spiritual growth, as you're trying so hard to become better human beings, better followers of Christ, this Advent, I encourage you to take a break. Relax. It's going to be okay. Your growth is not dependent upon how tight your muscles are. Your growth is dependent upon the nourishing gift of God, who comes to us as food every Sunday, drink every Sunday, community every Sunday to encourage and to love. Let's simplify our time. Let's live in Kairos time. As we pray, let us say, your will be done. Can you say that with me?
Your will be done.
As you seek reconciliation, you